There are only two light bulbs still intact above the mirror. The bloody handprints kissing the ledge of the sink might not all belong to you, but the piles of urine-soaked clothes strewn across the floor are definitely yours. The bathtub is filled to your chin and hot enough that it still stinks. The cuts up and down your thighs. You had expected everything to take as long as it did, but you hadn't counted on the struggle she would put up, or the way she would slip around the ceramic tiles of the bathroom, or how much strength it would take to saw off her appendages. But you did it. You managed to fit all four of the claw feet of the porcelain tub inside the stumps of her hands and feet. You left her in the hallway, stretched out on the carpet, and you stripped off her clothes. It's not that you hate her more than him, or even that you can rationally loathe her in the ways you desire. You just needed to know what it felt like to be held naked in her hands, to watch her beauty shrink away, to smell only like her fear and vomit, to hold her so close, there are clumps of her hair still stuck under your fingernails. You don't bother drying yourself off, no, when you finally climb out. You follow the struggle up the hallway, and you find your way into their bedroom. Nothing is different. You open his closet and pull on his favorite sweatshirt. You sit on the ledge of the bed, dripping. A trail of bloody footprints circle the room. You're patient now. You know he'll be home soon.